Well, hey, family, and welcome to Coffee and Kathy. This is Steph from the Grief to Great Day podcast. You're listening to our weekly devotional episode. Now, Kathy, she was the sister of one of my best childhood friends. Each year in the summer, she would tag along when we went swimming or skateboarding, and in the winter, it was sledding. Now, some days that was okay, but some days we didn't want the little sister to hang around. Now, as we all grew up and I moved to North Carolina, I saw very little of her. Then, in 2021, over 4 decades after those summer and winter activities, I heard that not only had she become a children's pastor and lived in Guatemala teaching missionary children English, but she had also gotten cancer. She returned to the States. Her sister began caring for her, but within a couple of months, at the age of 50, she died. Now, what I learned after that made me really sad that I didn't know her better as an adult. See, God wasn't a part of her life. He was her life, and her impact on others was great. These weekly devotionals are a way for you to get quiet, grab some coffee, tea, or a green smoothie, and just listen as I read from Kathy's blog entitled Learned Along the Way. She was incredibly wise, funny, and a fully committed Christ follower. Grief, you know, the thing you're going through right now, it is the hardest thing you'll ever face, so don't let anyone ever diminish that. But let's also not diminish the power of God's word and the transformational healing he will do in your life. I'm a living testimony of going from pitiful, what I defined as brokenhearted, years of tears, angry at God and the world, overwhelmed and confused, to powerful, what I defined as peaceful, joyful, and strong in my trust, hope, and faith in God. You're not alone, and your day does not have to be your forever. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So all you need to do now is be still and just listen. You are loved. You are loved just the way you are, warts, both physical and metaphorical. Failures of any kind, regrets, secrets, scars, open wounds, and whether or not you are the wounded or the wounderer, you are loved. You are not loved because of something you have done, and you are not loved because of something you've not done. You are not loved because you're lovable or because you're unlovable. You're just loved. The God of the universe is completely and utterly crazy about you, today, here, right now. Not just when you were a cutie pie as a toddler, or when you got that citizenship award in third grade, not just when you helped that little old lady across the street, or when you forgave the person who hurt you, when you turned the other cheek, when you gave sacrificially, when you served tirelessly, when you picked up your spouse's dirty undies and put them in the hamper again. He loved you then. But he also loved you when you hit your little brother for taking your truck. He loved you when you threw the world's biggest temper tantrum in the grocery store. He loved you when you cheated on your spelling test, or on your taxes, or even when you cheated on your spouse. God loves you. Because for once in your life, this love is not based on your performance or lack thereof. It's based in his performance, his character, his heart, his choice. God loves you because of who he is, because he chooses to do so, and he refuses not to. That kind of love is unfathomable to our human minds. We're creatures of measurement, weighing with invisible scales the worthiness of the ones we love, or want to love, or should love, or do not love. It is very, very often based in performance, because it's based on feelings. Oh, he brought me flowers. I feel cherished, thought of, remembered. I love him. Oh, she gave me a beautiful, thoughtful gift. I feel cherished, thought of, remembered. I love her. The children obeyed. I feel relieved, grateful, happy, and loved. God blessed me in a tangible way. I feel remembered, grateful, happy, loved. But when he doesn't bring flowers and instead says something critical, I feel everything but love. When she forgets my birthday completely, I feel hurt and unloved. When the children disobey, I feel like a failure. When the blessing doesn't come in the form of timing that I perceive to be the best, I feel forgotten by God, rejected, because my very human definition of love is wrapped up in me, my feelings, my perceptions, my understanding of the situation, my grievances. But His is not. He has every right not to love me. After all, He created me, designed me, created good works in advance for me to accomplish, has blessed me in extreme ways, and I have rejected Him time and time and time again. He has the right to destroy a creation that does not obey, is not grateful, forgets Him completely. He has the right to throw up His hands and say, "I'm done." But instead, He opens His arms wide and says, "I am here. I love you no matter what you have done or have not done. I have seen every moment of your life from beginning to end, and I still love you. Your best days, your most magnificent choices, the days you shine for me, but also your worst days, your most selfish, prideful choices, the days you slap me in the face, and every day in between. I have seen them all, but I still love you, no matter what. I love you because you are mine. I love you because I am love. And I love you because I chose to love you. Your sin, it breaks my heart, not just because I am holy and perfect, but because I know the consequences that disobedience brings to you. I see the end results of each choice, and it grieves my heart when you go your own way instead of mine. But that never, ever changes my love for you, because it's not based in you. It's based in me. My friend, you are loved. Let that soak in and let it change you. Hold your head high, drop the shame, forgive yourself, love yourself, and then become a conduit of that same love for others. Do the right things, but not so you will be loved, but because you are loved. Serve out of gratitude, not compulsion. Give out of giddy joy in response to all that you've been given, not because you have to earn His love. Live loved. Jesus called that the abundant life, and it's the only way to have real life. Remember, you are loved.